For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. A group supportive of raising the federal minimum wage dropped off petitions on Tuesday morning to U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's office in Clayton. The Missouri Progressive Vote Coalition are asking the Republican senator to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Groups in 13 other states are delivering minimum wage-related petitions to members of Congress. But efforts to raise the federal minimum wage have stalled. And Allison Dreith of Missouri ProVote says getting a bill heard in the GOP-controlled House will be tricky.
We need to tell our congresspeople here in Missouri to speak up for working Missourians and not let Speaker Boehner be a roadblock. It's not something that our working families in Missouri can wait for any longer.
Blunt sent a statement to St. Louis Public Radio saying that he opposes raising the minimum wage. He cited a Congressional Budget Office report that raising it to $10.10 could lead to job losses. Missouri cancer patients soon could find it more affordable to take chemotherapy pills. Governor Jay Nixon was expected to sign legislation today that would limit the amount of money patients could be charged for oral chemotherapy medicines. The bill would impose an out-of-pocket limit of $75 for a 30-day supply starting next January. The legislation is intended to make the patient's cost for oral chemotherapy more comparable to intravenous chemotherapy. Many patients currently are charged thousands of dollars a year for oral chemotherapy, which is covered as a pharmacy benefit. It often has fewer side effects than intravenous therapy. But IV chemotherapy is significantly cheaper for patients because it's covered as a medical benefit requiring a routine copayment for an office visit. Columbia Public Schools were notified Friday, March 14th, and began investigating an incident where a bus driver hit a Shepherd Boulevard Elementary School student inside the bus. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
As soon as Shepherd Boulevard Elementary School heard about the incident, the principal began reviewing surveillance tapes capturing the incident inside the bus. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says it was at this point that the principal felt it was necessary to notify Columbia Police.
As a result, the individual involved was arrested by Columbia Police, and we requested through First Student that the employee be dismissed.
All bus drivers are hired through the bus company First Student. First Student issued a written statement saying it will conduct a full internal review and assist police in the investigation. The driver has been pulled from service until the outcome is determined. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
A leading shingle manufacturing company says it will build a new production facility in the central Missouri town of Moberly. GAF Roofing said Tuesday that the 320,000-square-foot facility will have the largest production capacity of any shingle manufacturing plant in the industry. It will employ about 125 people and is expected to open by the end of 2017. The company, headquartered in Wayne, New Jersey, describes itself as North America's largest roofing manufacturer. The Moberly facility will be GAF's 14th shingle plant and is intended to serve customers throughout the Midwest. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon said GAF plans to spend about $149 million on the facility. The Missouri Department of Economic Development says GAF could receive about $5.6 million of state incentives. The mid-February kidnapping death of a 10-year-old Springfield girl has led to calls to change Missouri's Amber Alert system. Fourth grader Haley Owens was walking just a block from her home when she was abducted. Springfield police responded within 10 minutes of the initial 911 call, but the statewide child abduction alert didn't go out for more than 2 hours. The Kansas City Star reports that a grassroots campaign in southwest Missouri is working to speed up an alert system that requires 3-page forms to be filled out by hand and then sent by fax. Middle school football coach Craig Michael Wood has been charged in the girl's death after police reported finding her body in Wood's basement. Officials say the smoke that was blown into downtown Columbia on Monday originated mostly from controlled burning on private land in different locations all across the county. But there was also a large burn in the south part of Columbia. Gal Blomenkamp, battalion chief of the Boone County Fire Protection District, says private burning is normal at this time of the year as farmers are freeing up land.
There's nothing abnormal about this going on right now. This is our natural cover fire season. This is also the time that people do open burning to burn off their fields, etc.
Blomenkamp says private burns have to be carried out under regulations by the Department of Natural Resources, but county residents generally have the freedom to conduct controlled burns. Other than burns on private land, the Department of Conservation also conducted a controlled burn over 200 acres at the Eagle Bluffs Wildlife Conservation Area on Monday. However, Wildlife Regional Supervisor John George says the Eagle Bluffs burning contributed little to the smoke over downtown Columbia.
Our staff on site observed most of their smoke going up the Missouri River Valley and not over the hill over McBain and towards town.
George says the department reviews wind and atmospheric conditions before it conducts any controlled burns. A public meeting is being held tonight at Cahokia Mounds in the Metro East. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the meeting's aim is to generate support for designating Cahokia and related sites as a National Historic Park.
Ed Walbacher is with the Heartlands Conservancy, the group behind the initiative. He says most people are surprised Cahokia isn't a national park already. And he says they're amazed to learn there are more than 550 mound sites near St. Louis in both Missouri and Illinois.
The first initial reaction is, oh my gosh, I had no idea that there was that many mounds in the St. Louis region. We had a map that was 11 foot by 13 foot, and then people got to walk on it and see the map, and they had no idea. They thought all the mounds were in Cahokia, and that was it.
Walbacher says affiliating all the major mound sites in the area with the National Park Service would help raise awareness of the American Indian culture that thrived here 900 years ago. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.